News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Listening on FM 101 and AM 1490. And also, a big greeting going out to all of the folks listening today on WCDOsports.com. That means if you're a listener following the Unity Go Spartans, well, football is on the air. But equally, if you happen to follow the Tigers of Tioga Central School, well, your football is on the air, too. Hello, everybody. I'm Harry Graves. It's now Section 4 Class D Championship game being brought to you today from Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York. Well, you say it's a little bit early for football. Well, it's not exactly afternoon yet. We're still in the waning moments of morning, but the sun is out. The field is basked in a bit of filtered sunlight, and the teams are on the field, and we're going to be ready to go in just a moment. Coach Art Regas is here with me, and we're going to have every play of this contest for you in this afternoon's WCDO football contest. This afternoon's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both of these teams the very best in today's game and throughout the season. And I think probably we could reword that a little bit to say congratulations to both of these teams on seasons well played. So, Coach Regas, we are down now to the final moments.
Yeah, what a perfect day for high school football, early November. The sun is shining. There is a little bit of a chill in the air, but it looks like the football gods are looking down on us today.
Well, it is one of those contests where we are going to see lots of activity. We talked about these two teams. Unitigo coming in, winning in Division 5, 5-0 record. As far as league play is concerned, the Tioga Tigers in Division 6, they're 5-0. But from there, the numbers end.
Yeah, this is a rematch of last year's Section 4 championship game. It's kind of exciting where Tioga came out on top, but Unitigo certainly did what they had to do to make it interesting. They came back two touchdowns down, they come back, and I think they kind of ran out of time. If there had been another minute on the clock, they may have been a little bit more fortunate.
It was a very interesting thing, and we'll talk more about that later. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's the last week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans to qualify for your free $20 Great American gift certificate. Stop in by this Saturday, November 9th, and look at the bottom of your receipt. If your total purchase amount has hit at least $400, you have a $20 gift certificate waiting for you. Just under? Then stop on by this final week to make sure you don't miss out on this free $20. Start picking up your certificates next Sunday, November 10th through Thanksgiving. While in the store, look for great sales like Dole Premium Golden Ripe Bananas, only 49 cents a pound. Mountain Air Boneless and Skinless Chicken Breasts, $1. $1.79 a pound. And 12-count assorted Folgers Gourmet Selections K-Cup Packs, a great price of $4.99. Assorted Pillsbury Cake Mixes, Brownie Mixes, and even Pillsbury Quick Reds, great for your holiday feast, are all just 10 for $10. Our super special coupons are quality products at the lowest price around. 5-pound bags of assorted Pillsbury Flour, $1.79. 12 to 14 ounce Life or Quaker Captain Crunch Cereals, only $1.79. 48-ounce assorted Breyers Ice Cream, just $2.49 with a limit 3 and minimum purchase of $15. All at your Sydney Unadilla, Great Americans.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Coach Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. This contest today being brought to you by the fine folks at Jessef House Building Supplies, by AmeriGas, by Shandello Federal Credit Union, and by the Roma restaurants in Sydney, in Morris, and in Oxford. So we have right now, Coach, the meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the football field. We'll let you hop to starting lineups if you want to do that, and I'll watch the attention down there.
Okay, for the Unitego Spartans today, starting at center, number 65, Lucas DeJoy. The guard play today is Ethan Barber at the left side, number 51, and Nate Wilsey on the right guard. At tackles, we have number 75, Jacob Morrison. On the right side, Marcus Speary, number 57. And on the ends, we have Ryan Marzell, number 11, and Kyle Spaulding. Starting quarterback today for Unitego is Josh Firebend, number 5. And the three running backs are Corbin Henry, number 10, Tanner Winchester, number 6, and Kellen Comenda, number 9.
And we are going to be seeing the Tioga Tigers kicking off to the Unitego Spartans. So the Spartans will have their hands on the football first today.
Okay.
Offensive unit for the Tigers.
Starting center for the Tioga Tigers, Jake Howland, number 54. Playing guards today. On the left side is Mike Melilla. The right side is number 65, Carter Jackson. At tackles, we have Dylan Babcock on the right side, number 79. And Zach Kelsey on the left side. In the end spots, we have Keegan Brink, number 44, and Josh Kithcart, number 85, on the right side. Starting quarterback today for Tioga is Ryan Ferguson, number 12. And at the three running back spots, we have number 7, Jesse Manuel, number 25, Dylan House, and number 3, Brad Jump.
Boy, I'll tell you, watching Jesse Manuel run last time was something else. So the one thing that I want to call your attention to before we get the kickoff and get ready to go, I want to remind you one more time of the fine Chambers and O'Hara coat drive that's going on. They will be collecting coats at their location until the 15th of November. Drop off any slightly used coat of any size at their dealership. So here we go. The ball is teed up, and it is just about ready to go. The man who is going to be doing the kicking today is going to be Tanner Falk. The ball is end over end, grabbed down at about the 35-yard line. I am going to say that it was grabbed down by number 6. That is going to be Tanner Winchester. And Winchester makes it back to near midfield as he has finally run out of bounds. We'll have to see where they're going to spot the football down, but a short but good run back by Tanner Winchester.
Yeah, it's a lot of high school teams this year have gone to that kind of almost like an onside kick just to kind of eliminate that long kick return.
Well, they're going to spot the ball down at the 43-yard line back in Unitego territory. First snap from center will be put in the air by Josh Firebend. He will not have a reception on that one. The intended receiver was going to be hit immediately. So we have this ball game off and running.
Yeah, number seven, Jesse Manuel for Tioga had blanket coverage there, and the ball was where it needed to be, and I think Manuel, who also plays quarterback for them, batted the ball away.
So Manuel manages to swat it away. He was a very effective running back last time. Kellen Kamanda goes into motion. The ball is going to be passed by Firebend off to Tanner Winchester. No appreciable gain on that play as all of the action went laterally. 11:30 showing on the clock. Opening quarter, scoreless ball game.
Yeah, a little bubble screen left. And again, the number 12, Ryan Vergeson, hit Tanner just as soon as he caught it.
Well, the officials for this ball game today, Carl Bechtel is the head referee, Dave Rutkowski, Mark Layton, Mark Shattuck, and Jim Kyler, all of the Southern Tier chapter of officials, are the ones working the ball game today. Long pass downfield, unable to catch up to it, is going to be the intended receiver for the Spartans. And as a result, it will bring up a fourth and still about 11. So you go for the bomb when you get the chance. That time it just did not seem to work. Kicking situation as the Spartans will be kicking it away. The ball is going to be kicked high this time across the 40, bounces at the 35, takes a Unitego Spartan bounce, and will go down inside the 20. Before it is going to be touched down by Kellen Kamanda. So we have ourselves what may be the final week of the season. If the Unitego Spartans win it, then of course we go into the Section 3, Section 4 regional playoff games coming up this next weekend.
Yeah, we're very lucky this year. It's back in Section 4 again. It's kind of nice to see them rotate it.
Yeah, last year everything was up in Syracuse. I think it was Cicero North Syracuse, if I remember right. First play from scrimmage. It is going to be kept on the ground by Ryan Vergeson. Vergeson will hand off in there in a short gain. Well, short gain, about 8 yards. Is going to be churned on forward.
I think that was number 77 for Unitego and on the tackle.
Yeah, let's see.
Nate Wilsey?
Nate Wilsey. Nate Wilsey, I have to say it. I'll talk about it in a second. Here we go. Vergeson back in the line of scrimmage has people ready to go. And he will go to the second man through, and the ball will be brought down finally in there. It may have been Dylan House who goes forward. No, they're going to say it's number 45. And I don't have a 45. But they will be good for the first down. I thought that was going to be Dylan House who was running it. I got the five in there with no problem. But it will be first down for the Tioga Tigers. Always be aware of number changes. They love to get you. So Dylan House now shifts and comes over to the near side. The ball will be off to Jesse Manuel. Look out, Manuel could go to the races. He's at the near side. Finally, Kellen Kamanda comes over and puts a stick on him to slow him down, and Ryan Marzell will finally bring down the powerful Jesse Manuel. He is 5'7", 151 pounds, and only a sophomore. So you look at that for next year and the year after.
Yes, I'll tell you what, this is the first time I've seen Tioga play this year, and all I've heard is they are a smash-mouth football team, and they sure are. They just line up. Three backs in the backfield. This time they went a tight end over to an unbalanced look, and they just blasted at you.
Yep, and that's what they're going to do again this time, as it's going to take a couple of people to bring down the runner. Let's see, it's going to be, who is that, Vergeson, who carries the ball himself and manages to get it through, but he's going to pick up about 9 yards as they will have to bring him down at about the 30.
Yeah, Corbin Henry in on the tackle.
This time they will go ahead and split the man way off to the far side. That is going to be Ryan House, who is over there. second and about one. Handoff goes to Jesse Manuel. Manuel turns the corner and could go all the way. Nope, he's going to be forced out of bounds at about the six-yard line. You put your finger up next to Braden Beadle, and it may be the man who managed to ride him down. Beadle, a sophomore, has looked good game after game after game. First and goal to go for the Tioga Tigers at the six-yard line. You mentioned before Nate Wilsey. Wilsey started the season as number 41. Then he had number 53 for a few games. Then he has number 77. That's the number he's playing with today. You talk about identity crisis. Oh, a man with no identity crisis at all is Jesse Manuel. Manuel now powers his way right up the center and manages to go in for the touchdown. And we have ourselves a 6-0 ball game.
Yeah, when Nate Wilsey, I see a lot of coaches will take their, you know, if the kid isn't going to start at fullback, they'll put him at right guard. So it's a lot of times we're saying, you know, what do we do with this kid? How do we find and get a way to get him on the field?
Well, I'll tell you, he has played dynamically game after game. Kicking situation is it's going to be a PAT kick put up by Noah Schumacher. Oh, no, 81, excuse me. That's going to be Tanner Folk. It's interesting. Tanner Folk is the guy that we have numbered down here on our play chart that was going to be doing the kicking game after game after game. But when you look at him, the way he lines up, you can't see the one. So as a result, it looked like an entirely different player. It is going to be not... We had flags all over the place, so there will not be a successful kick, and they're going to try this time to do it on the ground. We'll see how we go. Ball is going to be kept by Ferguson. Ferguson plunges his way forward, and it is an 8-0 ball game as the Tioga Tigers lead the Unitego Spartans in the Section 4 Class D Championship game here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat radio station, WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The Tigers playing it crafty. A short onside kick. A loose ball is going to be grabbed down by the Tigers. Now, we'll have to see. No, they are going to say, well, initially they flagged one thing. Now they're going to bring the ball in from the Unitego side. So I believe it will still be Unitego possession of the football.
Yeah, you know, if you... Prior to the game, we're talking, what does Unitego have to do to win this football game? One thing they can't do is go 3-and-out. And the last series they did, with this, you know, the goal is with this powerful Tioga running game, they better keep them off the field.
Ball is going to be carried in there by Tanner Winchester as he sweeps around to the right side. He will get good running yardage, picking up about 8 yards of what he needed as he will get the ball across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. And we'll call it second and about 3. Shout out to listeners from Sonora, California, listening to the Unitego Spartans today on WCDOsports.com. Flags all over the place, and I believe that will be a procedure play called against the Unitego Spartans, and that is exactly what it is. LaPlume, Pennsylvania, also listening to us on WCDOsports.com today. We welcome listeners no matter where you are, anywhere around the world.
Yeah, the Internet's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is.
Did a lot of grandparents and aunts and uncles down in Florida and Texas that
When I was working baseball side, we had people who were listening to us from vacation down in the Caribbean, and I was not aware, I was not ready for that. Little pop pass comes off to the near side. Kellen Komenda going to run out of bounds after he manages to get down to about the 46-yard line. And we'll see where they spot it down, closer to the 47.
Yeah, Unitigo's trying to get their athletes in space. They really try to hit the edges, you know, bubble screens, jet sweeps, and then come back with the inside traps off of them.
You talked about three and out. Well, the opening play managed to pick up about seven, but it's been wiped out by a procedural penalty, so now it's going to be third and a whole lot for Firebend. Josh throws one downfield, and it is going to be caught completely and into the end zone. That is going to be number two. That is going to be Kyle Spaulding. So Spaulding manages to light up the Unitigo Spartan fans as he manages to get a Firebend pass down in the end zone, and it's a suddenly 8-6 ball game. Well, you said what they couldn't do was go three and out, and that is exactly the way Firebend plays at that time, and he finds the sure hands of sophomore and Kyle Spaulding kicking situation.
Yeah, sophomore to sophomore, and again, Firebend rolls left and throws across his body for 45 yards down the field. What a great throw by a 10th grade quarterback.
Firebend has the ability to throw in a lot of different directions, a lot of different positions. Kicking situation, the kick will be blocked as the ball came back to Komenda, and he tried to get it down quickly. That allowed just enough time for some big Tioga Tiger hands to come in, and it is blocked, and our score will remain 8-6. We are now at 8:41 of the opening period, and the Unitigo Spartans trail by two. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Well, the Tioga Tigers have outscored their opponents this year 311-56. So it is one of those games where it could very well have been a whitewash, or it could be a pretty competitive ball game. 8-6 is our score here in the opening moments of this ball game.
Yeah, and Unitigo coming right back at Tioga, not afraid to try a little onside kick right back at him. Unsuccessfully, unfortunately, for Unitigo.
That play was only three plays, and it went for 48 yards. Now the Tioga Tigers will have the opportunity to start from their own 49. First play from scrimmage gets across midfield and down to the 45 before the man will be stopped.
Yeah, Joe Smith in on the tackle for Unitigo, and there's no mystery in what Tioga's doing. They're lining up, again, power eye formation with an offset back to the left. This play just running right at him.
Smith, a senior, 225 pounds. Ball going to be handed off this time to Jesse Manuel again. And Manuel powers his way forward, finally stopped in there by number 11, Ryan Marzell. But not until Jesse Manuel has picked up yet another first down.
Yeah, it's not always a good thing when your safeties are making tackles, and he didn't get touched until he got to Marzell that time.
Yeah, I do not know any of the players for the Tioga Tigers. In fact, I make it a point not to really try to be chummy with it, players of either team. But Jesse Manuel just powers his way forward time and time again. This time the handoff will go to Brad Jump. Jump, the running back, a junior, also a small guy, 5'4", 167 pounds, but it's about 8 yards worth of 167 pounds. He'll be down to the 25.
Yep. Joe Smith in on the tackle again. And again, the kid, he hit him at the line of scrimmage, but he's running so hard, he kind of carried him 4 or 5 yards.
Joe Smith. We hear that name again. Second at about 2. The ball at the 25. Longer than usual count this time, but the ball will be handed off in there to Manuel. No, excuse me, to Jump. So Jump now gets down inside the 15 to about the 13. And we're waiting for the call to come, and they do say first down. They move the chains and stretch it out. They will have to get down to about the 3 for yet another first down. Ferguson taking his time. Long count. Hands off to Manuel. Manuel right side. Still on his feet and finally goes on in. There was a case where a couple of Unitego Spartan defenders managed to get a hold of him, and they still could not stop the powerful sophomore. And he goes in to make it now a 14-6 contest.
Yeah, he got met at about the 4-yard line and just kept churning those legs and pumping those legs and brought it in. I think he carried Marzell into the end zone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming into the ball game, Zach Hutchinson, a sophomore now for the Tigers. They will be going for it on the ground. Ball handed off in there to number 7, Manuel, and Manuel goes on in for the 2-point conversion. 16-6 is our score. It is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Now, this game also being brought to you by Eggly Machine Company, by NBT Bank, by the Amphenol Corporation, and by Waste Recovery Enterprises. We thank all of those sponsors for making playoff games possible. End-over-end kick is going to be scooped up at about the 23. Picked up in there by, that is going to be Tanner Winchester. Winchester will get across the 35. He will be finally hammered down at about the 37. That last series of 5 plays went a total of 51 yards for the Tigers and consumed 2 minutes of running time. If we go back to the game a year ago, after Unitego had scored, the Tigers ate up nearly 7 minutes of the clock, and the ball did not get back to the Unitego Spartans until 12.9 seconds remaining in the ball game. So if you want to be able to control it, control the clock. Ball off to the far side and run out of bounds as Kellen Komenda, he can't make the turn, he can't come upfield, and will be lost about 2 yards on that play.
Very good pursuit by the Tioga defense. He tried to hit the edge right outside the tight end, and there was a kid there, and he dipped it back outside, and another kid there, and then he did it again. He, you know, made 3 people miss, but kept getting wider.
Dropping back is going to be Firebend. Firebend complete pass, but it's... the receiver is going to be gobbled up almost immediately. That was Kellen Komenda, and Komenda gets back to the line of scrimmage, goes forward for about a yard or two, back to the original line of scrimmage at the 37. but it's going to be a third and 10. He gained back only what they had lost on the second down. I'll tell you, when you look at the scores of the last few ball games for the Tigers, they have had shutout after shutout, dropping back. Firebend, a little easy pass is going to be grabbed down by Henry. It will be good, by Ryan Marzell. Marzell number 11, Corbin Henry number 10. And it's going to be a gain of about 23, and we'll move the ball across midfield and across the 45 down to about the 40.
Yep, and Marzell showing his athleticism again. He dropped back like almost like a five-step drop, saw some pressure, rolled right, and then just flicked it in there for a 20-yard completion.
So the Unitego Spartans still trying to make adjustments to make sure that they know what the man is going to do. This time Firebend will keep the ball himself and go forward for about a five-yard gain before he is finally hit. He coughs the ball up after he is hit, but the officials have said that he was already stopped. So a gain of about five. The ball spotted down now. We'll call it second and five at the 35. Well, this is the first of a triple header coming up here today at Alumni Stadium. We'll catch up on the games that were played last night when we get time. Firebend goes out to the same Ryan Marzell. This time Marzell on the near side, close to the 25. He will pick up about 9 yards, and it is going to be enough for the first down. Well, they're going to say he got pushed out of bounds, so they won't give him quite 9. Closer to 6, but it's a Unitego Spartan first down. So it may be the air game that proves to be the elixir for the Unitego Spartans.
Yeah, they are certainly trying to spread it out. You know, four wide formation every time. Roll out right, roll out left, some jets.
And the ball going to be kept in there by Firebend. He will eat it, and he is going to be thrown for a loss. Two men came in to manage to get a hand on him that time. Josh Kithcart was one of them. Also in there is Dylan House. Loss on the play of about 6. That will move it back across the 30 to about the 33.
Yeah, kind of a broken play. I think he will fake one way and then go back. You know, he fakes the fullback going right, and they pull a guard and go left, and he kind of stumbled after he pulled the ball out.
Dropping back is going to be Firebend again. This time he's got Corbin Henry. Henry has a hole and is down within the 10. So good for the first down. We talked about the Tioga Tigers' stingy defense. They won the game last week 54-0. Now, I walked in and it was 47-0 in the second period. So they really let up and were merciful.
Yeah, they talk a lot about their offense, but they got a heck of a defense too. Like you said, they have 5 shutouts this year.
Well, and 5 legitimate shutouts. Here we go. It's going to be Firebend again. He will take the snap. He's looking to pass. He scampers and finally goes, and the ball will be picked off down in the end zone. So it's going to be intercepted by one of the Tioga Tigers. Not exactly what Josh Firebend wanted to have happen. So they will move the ball out to the 20-yard line, and the Tigers will take over from there. Well, Spencer Van Etten fell 54-0. The week before that, it was the second encounter for the Sydney Warriors. That was a 31-0 game. Earlier in the season, Oxford fell victim by a score of 50-0, and it was the only respectable ball game, and the closest one all season was a Shenango Forks loss, 7-0, in the second week of the season. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It is going to be the powerful Jesse Manuel getting out to about the 30-yard line, and that will be good for a first down.
Yeah, Joel Edelstein in on the tackle. And again, you know, I can't say it enough. They're not doing anything fancy. They're lining up tackle over, you know, unbalanced, kind of an unbalanced look, along with that extra back over there, and just running it.
2.5 minutes remaining, opening quarter, 16-6. The Unitigo Spartans trailing the Tioga Tigers. Ball going to be kept on the ground again. This time it is going to be Brad Jump going for another first down as he comes right up the middle, gets across the 40, across the 45. He will be finally brought down at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Ryan Marzell again playing free safety in on the tackle after getting 13 yards.
So it is going to be the Section 4 Class D Championship game. The Tioga Tigers champs in 2011 and 2012 would like to make it a three-time championship. Ball going to be powered on the ground, picking up about 3 yards as they will get up to about the 49, still in their own territory.
Great defensive play by Joe Smith that time. They ran just a little ISO play at second back through, and he blew it up the line of scrimmage and stopped it for a short gain.
So the Tigers operating from their own 49, second, and the ball will be handed off to Manuel. Look out, it could go all the way. Manuel breaks through, and finally coming in from behind, it is going to be Joel Van Alstyne, who will come out of nowhere and bring him down, but not until Manuel gets down inside the 35 to about the 33, and another Tioga first down.
Yeah, and right now it's...
You can't say anything for it.
They're really just kind of at will running the ball down the field. It really hurt the Unitigo with the interception. One thing they probably got to do today is avoid the turnovers.
Tioga, 16-6 in the lead. Jesse Manuel this time goes to the right side. He is going to be tripped up, but he will get down to the 4. Before he was hit by two men, Nate Wilsey was the first man to trip him up, and then it was Ryan Marzell who came in to put the finishing touches on Manuel. This game being brought to you by Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finish Lumber, by Butler Auto Sales, by the Unadilla and Sydney Great American Stores, and a big shout-out thank you to the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla. So the clock goes into fast motion, about 30 seconds remaining. Ball going to be kept on the ground as they will go to Brad Jump again. He is going to be stopped immediately at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Lucas DeJoy for Unitigo, defensive tackle, right defensive tackle. Stopped him as soon as he got it.
So Lucas DeJoy managing to either stop the Tigers or prolong the agony. Time is going to run out as the Tigers come to the near sideline to talk to their coach, and the Spartans go across the way as we approach the one-quarter mark in this ball game. So Harry Graves and Art Regas from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, 16-6 Tioga. That's our score over the Unitigo Spartans. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you know Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Harpersville is a full-service florist featuring beautiful flowers perfect for any occasion? They also have antiques, candles, jams and jellies, and other great gift selections. Plus, you can save 20% off their already low prices on trees and shrubs right now. Enchanted Gardens is fully insured and still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Or for a free estimate, call Steve or Sherry at 693-2755. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 Harpersville. Family owned and operated for over 27 years.
October is National Cruise Vacation Month, and Catskill Travel in Sydney has incredible sales all month long. 8-day sailings from New York to Florida and the Bahamas, just $2.99 per person. 9-day sailings from New York to San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Martin, and Dominican Republic, only $3.99 per person. And a Bermuda group cruise from New York for this April, an incredible $2.24 per person. All based on availability. Call Catskill Travel now at 563-2156, Main Street in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Jesse Manuel manages to up the score to 22-6 as on the first play from scrimmage, he prances in from the three-yard line, untouched for all intents and purposes, and Coach Art just stands there shaking his head in a bit of awe at the Tioga Tigers.
Tioga's a pretty good football team, and they are doing what they need to do. They're playing mistake-free football. They haven't turned the ball over. They haven't committed any penalties. They're just doing what they need to do, taking care of business.
So it will be in there to Jesse Manuel again as he tries on the ground to go in for the point after. And he succeeds, and the score goes to 24-6. It's Saturday afternoon football on the your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Coach Art, last time we made mention of the fact that the Tigers have ended up winning in 2011 and 2012. And we talked earlier about the Section 3, Section 4 regionals that will come up, and then you go even beyond that, and you go into the, I don't know, whatever you would call it, where you get into the real state tournament, and you're playing people from other zones.
Right.
Last year, the Tigers fell victim to Randolph, and they got by the regional Section 3, Section 4 round, but then in the next round, they were defeated finally by Randolph, and I believe, if I remember correctly, Randolph was the school that ended up winning the state championship last year.
Yeah, if you had to point to an area in the state of where the top teams are playing, you know, certainly Section 4 puts out some good C&D schools, but the Section 5, 6 teams as well are, you know, up there with the Randolphs.
Carter Jackson, a senior, is going to be the kicker. He is not the man who tees the football up. This is one of those where they will have one man tee the ball up and approach the football, but then the man next to him actually will kick it away. Carter Jackson, the man who puts a good boot down to about the 33-yard line, and the Unitego Spartans will take over there.
Man, I think if the Unitego Spartans want to get back in this game, they need a good time-consuming drive. You know, we wouldn't, you know, you don't say you don't want touchdowns, but the last time they scored in two plays and gave the ball back to Tioga's running game.
Firebrand goes in the air. He has Kellen Comenda over on the far side. Kellen Comenda manages to step out of bounds right in front of the Unitego bench, but he's picked up about 6 yards and moved the ball across the 40 to the 41. 24-6 is our score here in the opening moments of the second period. Tioga defeating Unitego. Tanner Winchester goes in motion, but the defense for the Tigers reads that play perfectly, and Winchester will be hit just about the time he receives the football. No gain on that play. So Unitego playing postseason once again this year. This game being brought to you by Cohen and Frazier Builders, by SFCU, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, and by Chambers and O'Hara, Car and Truck Center in Sydney. Spartans keep the ball over on the far side. It's going to be, again, no gain, a loss of about 2 on that play. And it will bring up a 4th, and we'll call it 4.
You think they're going to go for it? Harry?
Midfield and being behind. The one thing of it is that this game already is, I don't want to say it's vying for respectability. Look out, Corbin Henry is on his feet and gets down across the 35, across the 30 before he is finally brought down at about the 27-yard line. So right when things look like they are not going your way, Josh Firebin pops one up the middle and keeps that drive alive. And you said they need a sustained drive.
Yeah, and that time they did. Fourth and four midfield. They went five wide that time. And he threw a strike right down the middle of the field. That ball was like on a rope.
Mike Lomelella is the man who manages to bring him down. The ball will finally go to Ryan Marzell, as that time the backfield of Unitego had three men handling the ball. And finally it was Marzell who was going to be gobbled up at the 25. So Firebend that time handed it off to one of his backs, and then it was pitched at the very last second. Marzell, the man who had it, dropping back this time is going to be Firebend. He's got a man, but it's going to be overthrown, and Marzell has no chance to get it. Not only was it in the end zone, but it was out of bounds by that point. Third, and we will call it 9:38 showing on the clock. Well, our old buddy Anthony Beers on television side this week, he had a ladies Red Dragon Sunyak Championship football game, or excuse me, soccer game, and started about 11 o'clock this morning. Pass is going to be complete to Kellen Comenda, out of bounds, and a flag is thrown high into the air. And let's see, it was Comenda, and I want to see who was that, number 8 or number 9. Number 8, well, Noah Schumacher is the man who was in a bit of a push and shove.
Yeah, he hit him, I think he was about a yard short for the first down, but when he ran out of bounds, he was probably three steps out, and Noah took him to the ground and got called for a late hit.
Not only that, it will bring up now a first down for the Unitego Spartans from the 15-yard line. You can play tough defense all you want to. Just play it tougher and tough and clean. So here we go. It is now going to be first and goal to go for the Unitego Spartans. Firebend scampering off to the right, throws the ball. It is deflected by Kellen Comenda. Winchester tries to grab it down. He can't get it. And it just goes down to the dirt. I say that and realizing full well that this is a turf field. Dirt is not an item you run into.
Unitego that last play had a kind of a bunch formation where three receivers to the left and they just rolled everybody to the right, and it went through the first guy's hands and the second guy almost got it again.
Well, you say you want to see mistake-free football. Man goes into motion and it is going to be thrown out on the flat and the right side as Firebend goes out there to Ryan Marzell. Marzell down inside the five. Looked to me he was about at the 2, but they will probably bring that ball back to about the 4. Bring up a third and goal to go from there.
Yeah, that was a little hitch route, and he was tackled by, I think, three different guys. Brad Jump was in on it. Ryan House was in on the tackle for Tioga.
So now how many of your regular Saturday chores is this noon football game that interrupted, hey, Coach?
I got up early this morning.
Got them all done? you can fool some of the people some of the time. Ball going to be handed off in there to Kellen Comenda. Comenda gets down to about the 1. And he just slams his fist into the turf, saying, just that one measly little yard, and we could have had our second touchdown. So fourth and goal to go. The Spartans have the ball just inches high of the 1-yard line. And over across the way, we see school buses coming in. as the crowd begins to come here for the second football game of this triple header that will be coming up. There's a game at 3 o'clock. There will be another one in the early evening. Haven't had time to get to that yet. The ball, snap back to Firebrand. Look out. He is going to finally throw and into the air, and
touchdown.
Getting it is going to be, I'm going to say that's Kellen Komenda. So Kellen Komenda manages to go high into the air, and we have a 24-12 contest, and it becomes respectable again.
Yeah, you, if you're going to make a game out of this, plays like that, you're going to need him. That was, he threw that falling off his back foot, and he put it where only Komenda could catch it. Komenda jumped up for it, you know, we call that high point, in it, where he jumps up in the air and nobody else can get it, and got one foot in and fell out of bounds. It was a great throw catch.
And you will take it whenever you can. Dropping back again is going to be Firebrand. He will try to pass for the point after, and it's going to be batted away in the end zone. So it's 7:43, period number two. It is the Tioga Tigers leading the Unitego Spartans 24-12 on the Saturday afternoon football game on the Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
You know, we talk about the Tigers and how they have managed to win now two championships, and if they were to succeed in this one, it would be three in a row. Well, the Unitego Spartans, graduating a whole bunch of people last year, come through looking okay this year. They have a number of players in there. Short kick. It is going to be end over end. It's going to be scooped up in there by, who is that, number 85. That's Josh Kithcart. Kithcart will not get a big run back. He took that ball at about midfield on the short kick by the Spartans and only gets to the 48. But the Unitego Spartan defense will now come on the field to face powerful Tioga. Give a shout out to listeners all over the place locally here on WCDOsports.com. Some of the more distant listeners today, we have St. Louis, Missouri. We have Newton, Connecticut. We have Paulsboro, New Jersey. So thank you to one and all for lending us your ears on this Saturday afternoon. Today's game is one of several that are brought to you throughout the year by several very fine sponsors. The Roma Restaurants in Sydney, Morris, and Oxford, by Shandello Federal Credit Union, by AmeriGas, and also by Jessef House Building Supplies, all proud sponsors of the playoff football action here on WCDO. Yeah, I was one of those that had to, you know, go and take a bunch of stuff to the dump. Well, thank goodness we have one on the way, so I was able to just put that stuff in the back of the vehicle and stop at the dump on the way down today. 7:40 on the clock, period number two. The Tigers with the football. It's going to be Brad jump again. Brad gets a good jump this time and manages to blow from the 48-yard line, up enough for the first down as he will pick up about 11 and move the ball down to the 37.
Yeah, hard running by the Tioga running back. Again, he was hit at the line of scrimmage by Unitego, and he breaks a tackle, and then Corbin Henry finally wrestled him down for a 7 or 8-yard gain.
So it is going to be a test of not only strength, but also will here It is going to be Vergas, and he has it off to Jesse Manuel again, and Manuel, making it look easy, will get down inside the 20, as this time he has to run pretty much laterally across the field. It wasn't really laterally, it was more diagonally, but he gets down to about the 20 before he is going to be stopped from going further. They're going to spot the ball down at about the 18. First and 10 for the Tioga Tigers. Bergeson, a senior, but the running backs behind him are all underclassmen. The ball will be kept on the ground this time. It is going to be Jesse Coleman, number 42, who carries it on in. And Coleman, excuse me, I don't see a Tioga 42, so we must have a number. Oh, that's Adam Zuerlein. So Zuerlein, who wears number 9 in the home, I guess it would be the away uniforms, and number 42 when he is at home. He's the one that carries it in. Kicking situation for the PAT. The ball is going to be down. It is going to be up. It is going to be through. And our score goes to 30-12. The Tioga Tigers leading the Unitego Spartans. And it is the Tri-County Heartbeats Saturday afternoon football game for you. Your station for sports, WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, we've given a shout-out to the people from a distance who are listening today, but we ought to talk about all of the fans following the Tioga Tigers. We've had listeners tuning in to WCDOsports.com from Danville, PA, from Sayre, Pennsylvania, from the Ithaca area today. We thank you for joining us. Ball teed up at the 40. And once again, it is going to be Carter Jackson who will kick it away, this time a little higher than in the past. And the ball will be taken down by the Spartans at about the 32-yard line, and it will be crunch there.
Brendan Beadle. Braden Beadle in on the return. He ran hard, broke probably four or five tackles for 3 or 4 yards.
Braden Beadle, 6 feet tall and not a heavyweight, 150 pounds, and a sophomore. When you look at the sophomores, Josh Firebrand is a sophomore, Kyle Spaulding is a sophomore, Beadle's a sophomore. Names that you hear again and again and again. And there are a fair number of sophomores for Tioga, too. Oh, loose ball. You talk about mistake-free football. That time, the handoff from Firebend to Commenda all of a sudden found itself sitting in the middle of the football field, and men going in the opposite directions didn't realize that it was loose. And all of a sudden, Tioga comes in and falls on it before anybody could get to it for Unitego. Well, those are the mistakes that I'm certain that you want to erase if you possibly can.
Absolutely. We talk championship football, and when you're playing the best, you know, the best two teams in the section are playing each other, you can't have turnovers and you can't have penalties, and that's the second turnover for Unitego.
So all of a sudden the Unitego coaches want to be able to regroup the troops. We have talked about the number of young players on the roster, and if we look at the Unitego roster, they issued a new roster out to me this week, and they have a number of freshmen in there, and we won't talk about the freshmen at this time because, yes, they're being brought up for experience. But if we look at the roster for the Tioga Tigers, you'll end up with a situation where they have two freshmen. These are the people they've had all year long. They had 14 sophomores throughout the season, 10 juniors, 11 seniors. So if you look at Tioga, they are definitely building for the future. Time out that time, we said, because Unitigo wanted to be able to organize things. Well, they only had 10 players on the field, so that was sort of a quick timeout to save grace. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Brad Jump as the power running back, again, picking up a couple more yards for the Tioga Tigers.
I think that was Matt Litchie.
Lichty? Yep.
In on the tackle, first time we've called his name today.
So Lichty, a junior for the Spartans.
I think, too, is what you're saying, the young is, it's a testament to the job the coaches have done as far as building a program.
You know
the
what?
The fact that you can take those younger kids and just plug them right in and they have success.
Manuel on the ball right side. He's going to be wrestled down by Ryan Marzell. Marzell rides him out of bounds at about the 3-yard line, but not until the Tigers have picked up yet another first down. We haven't been tracking, or I haven't, maybe you have, first downs, but it is heavily influenced by the Tigers. The thing about younger players that impresses me is that tells me that they want to be on the football team. That's a good thing.
That's a key is getting the kids excited to still be playing football in early November.
Yep.
You know, it's 38 degrees out there.
Oh, you noticed.
You better love this sport.
Ball kept on the ground. It is going to be close, but no cigar, as the ball will be carried forward by Jump again, but he is going to be stopped before he gets to the end zone. Down at about the 1, maybe about the 2-foot line.
And these programs are starting to get Unitigo, the second year in a row that they've been back at the title game, Tioga. And you see the crowd reflects it, and you got Shenango Forks and Waverly playing next, and we're filling up here.
Yep.
And this is a big stadium.
So here we go. It is going to be on the ground, and I do say, now we see finally the hands go up. The ball is going to be carried on in. That will make it a 37-12 football game as the Tioga Tigers win, as the second period begins to come down. Well, I was just past the midpoint. I was going to say down toward the end, and then I look at the clock again and see it's 5:10. Ball will be a kicking situation. It is going to be Tanner Folk who will be kicking. It is going to be held in there by Ferguson. Ferguson takes the snap, and the ball is kicked by Tanner Folk. It is up, and it is through. And our score goes to 38-12. We'll be back with more football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, the Unitigo Spartans twice held their opponents to only 6 points this season. Outside of that, all of them were pretty, four touchdowns to one, something along that line. It was a spread of like 35-20. However, the Tioga Tigers, as we said, had 5 shutouts. Loose ball is going to be finally recovered by the Tigers again. This was a little end-over-end kick that went loose and finally was fallen on by a Unitigo Spartan and immediately taken away by the Tigers. Schumacher, the man who comes in and falls on it. I've said that name so many times, Noah Schumacher, Jr.
You know, I don't think that was an onside kick as much as it was what they call a squib kick, where they just try to drill it, make it real hard to pick up, and it was. It hit him in the shins. He couldn't get a handle on it.
So it is going to be Shenango Forks in here in the second game of this triple header. That coming up around 3 o'clock. Dropping back is Ferguson. Little short pass. It is going to be grabbed down in there by number 86. That is going to be, let's see, 86. I don't have one. Maybe it's going to be 88, Fisk. That could be who it was. I don't see him. 85, Kithcart, I guess, is who it was.
Very well defended by Unitigo. Number 17, Jake DeJoy. And I think it was number, was that number 8?
Oh, yeah, that could be Braden Beadle.
They were both right there. That kid just had like 6 inches on him because he's taller. And all three of them went up with it. And the
Kithcart, big boy, 6'3", 247 pounds. So the ball will go again to Manuel. You can see that lucky 7, and he just bowls over Ryan Marzell. Marzell hit him at about the 2, and boom. Oh, now they're going to say it was not good for the touchdown, that it is going to be down at about the 1-yard line, or maybe even inside the 1-yard line. So Marzell licking his wounds a little bit, but Manuel did not get in.
Well, Marcel's having a pretty busy day.
Ooh, he is.
7 solo tackles up to this point in the game.
And look out. He won't even have to touch anybody this time as Jesse Manuel, the 5'7 sophomore, prances in untouched. Now, the reason he was able to prance in untouched was not because of what he did, but because of the line in front of him. And that line just moved people out of the way. From tackle to tackle, 236, 216, 202, 287, 235. Big boys. Ball is going to be kicked up, and it is through as Tanner Falk once again does what he has to do. 45-12 is our score. As the Tioga Tigers lead in this ballgame with 4:09 remaining in period number 2. It's football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Some other games coming up today. It will be, as we said, this is the contest between Tioga and Unitigo. Waverly and Shenango Forks comes up at 3 o'clock here. And at 6 o'clock tonight, it will be Vestal Union Endicott, a triple header for you diehard football fans here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. So it is Carter Jackson who gets a little squib kick again. Coming forward was one of the linemen for the Unitigo Spartans. It bounded off his chest and is immediately grabbed down by the Tigers. You know, that is one of those plays right there when luck can go very much against you. And the player who managed to come in on that first, you don't want to crucify anybody. But, boy, I'll tell you, once that ball comes to you, you got to have glue on your fingers to hang on to it.
Or get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other answer, because they're just, you know, like you said, when things are going your way, they're going your way. And right now, every break is just going in Tioga's
Dylan
direction.
House, the man who will carry on that play as the 5'10 sophomore finds a hole in the center of the line and picks up about 4. Just off left of center, he will get the ball across midfield. It'll be down to the 47-yard line.
Tackled by Shane Bucci for Unitigo.
So Ferguson continues to bark out his signals, and he will go to that easy-to-spot number 7. That is Jesse Manuel. I can't get over the Tioga backfield. Jesse Manuel, a sophomore. Dylan House, a sophomore. Neither of them big, one 5'7", the other 5'10".
like
and
it.
The third man, a junior, Brad Jump, is also 5'4".
Yeah, I think the key is what you had said, alluded to earlier with the offensive line. As an offensive line coach, I saw it this morning on ESPN. They're talking about Alabama's offensive line.
Yep.
What a tight unit they are. And this group, you know, they just plug in different running backs every year. That group of kids up front for Tioga works as a unit. They trust each other, and they believe in each other.
Well, they clear men out of the way, and Brad Jump is going to be able to get down to about the 35. That's good for another first down. Now they will have a reserve runner in there. That is going to be number 42. That is Adam Zwerline. And Zwerline will go to the end zone as he will scamper down the left sideline and go on in to up the score now to 51-12. Well, we have listeners joining us from Connecticut, from New Hampshire, from North Carolina, and they are hearing the Unitego Spartans being hammered by the Tioga Tigers. Kicking situation as Volk will go up and put it through. So Tanner Volk now in the groove as far as PAT kicks are concerned. Our score 52-12 as Tioga is making its presence felt. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Well, there's another place with a turf field. It's called Carrier Dome, and it is hosting the Section 3 contest today. Ball going to be teed up by Tanner Volk and kicked away by Carter Jackson. It will be Kellen Comenda who will take the ball back at about his 25, move across the 30, and be brought down at the 32. In a contest up at the Dome that started at noon, it's Herkimer and Sandy Creek going at it, both of those 8-1 records. Syracuse CBA will be playing in the Class AA contest coming up at 3 o'clock against Henniger. CBA is 9-0, Henniger is 7-2. And in the 6 o'clock, it will be the Class A game between Indian River and Carthage, both 8-1. Look out, the ball is going to be snared down by, who is that, number 65 or 85? I believe that is Josh Kithcart, who manages to go on in and carry the ball again for the Tigers again.
He's a big kid. Who is that?
No, that's Kithcart. That's Josh Kithcart, a junior, 6'3", 247 pounds. It's interesting because he's there, and Carter Jackson, a senior who is equally large at 6 feet tall and 287. They're walking in together, so now I don't know who it was that got it. We'll have to wait for our official scorekeeper to come down. 50.
Okay. Yeah, that was Unitego attempted a middle screen, and a big number 65, Carter Jackson, 12th grader, defensive end, 6 foot, 287, stepped in front and took it back to score for Tioga. At 2:28 left in the second quarter, Tioga now goes up to 59-12. And I think at this point...
Yeah, this is known as one of those technical difficulties, momentary technical difficulties. So 59-12 is our score. Oh, man. I ended up with a mysterious headset last week that was driving me crazy, and we have a workaround situation. So I just had that. All of a sudden, my gremlin came back again, folks. So 2:28 remaining, and we'll see. I didn't see Jackson in there this time. It looks like it's going to be Tanner Falk who will come in and kick the ball away. That time he kicked it himself. We're always in the past. He had teed up the football for the Tigers. Yeah, Kellen Komenda managing to get that ball back at about the 25. He will get across the 35 and across the 40. Finally getting up to about the 42 before he is going to be tripped up.
Unitigo needs to establish something. The kids need to understand they are the second best team in Section 4 in Class D, and they run into a bit of a juggernaut and had some mistakes go their way, a couple turnovers. You know, they've only run two offensive plays and given up 30 points.
So here we go, dropping back as Firebend. Oh, he has a man open this time. Kellen Komenda at midfield, and Komenda gets pushed out of bounds at about the 46, and the official right there says first down for the Unitigo Spartans. So a gain, we'll call it, of about 12. Well, I'll tell you, now, we ended up, you were saying that it was 38 degrees or something like that down here, and we end up with a heated press box. I mean, we are just living in luxury down here, and all of a sudden, it's hot in here.
It's toasty.
So here we go. Momentary pause on the field. We have Josh Firebend giving some quick words of wisdom to his teammate. Now he goes out on the flat. It is going to be Braden Beadle, and Beadle goes right side, and he will be close to the first down. We'll give him about 9 on that one. That was very interesting because that time Firebend went over and said something, literally said something to Beadle, and then it was Beadle who was the target.
I think he told him which route to run. He may be
149. And the ball is going to be put in the air, and whoa, this time it is going to be intended in there for Kyle Spaulding, another sophomore, and Spaulding made a mistake that you wouldn't make with age. He tried to run with it before he had possession of the football, and he turned and went upfield. And he would just as soon have stood right there and really locked it in and then gotten crunched if he had to.
Yeah, and I think that may be part of it. He heard footsteps. That was a, you know, a little slant from the outside guy and out from the inside guy, and he threw a bullet.
Yep. Well, the ball is going to be fired out again, this time off on the right side. Kellen Komenda is in there, and it is going to be good for the first down. So while they move the chains, that will give Kellen Komenda the opportunity to go to the far sidelines and talk to the coaches, and he will be bringing the play back in momentarily. Now Komenda splits way out to one side. It is Braden Beadle off to the near side. Beadle goes into the air but cannot manage to catch the football, and a flag, and we have seen very few flags today, is thrown in the backfield. And it is going to be against the Unitigo Spartans.
Yeah, usually they in that area it's going to be a hold or maybe a block below the belt, cut block. I think he signaled cut block.
So we have the meeting of the officials as they are going to be talking things over. Let's see, that is going to be with number 60, Mike Malala, one of the senior co-captains for the Tigers. And the penalty will be marched off against the Unitigo Spartans.
Oh, yeah, and it's a spot foul. So the penalty happened 7-8 yards in the backfield, and then they get an additional 15. So we're talking about a 23-yard penalty. What do we got, first and?
They've got to get down to about the 22, and the ball is back at the 47.
First and 30.
Dropping back is going to be Fireman, and Fireman gets the first down in a single play.
32-yard play. He needed 30, he got 32.
So this time he goes in there. That was Ryan Marzell who went up and grabbed that football, and Marzell will get down inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. So we are seeing the sophomore, that is Fireben, doing what he has to do as he manages to pop one up. Now he comes right back and will go in there to Tanner Winchester on a running play, and Winchester gets inside the 12.
A moral victory. They'd like to get some points here, 42 seconds left in the half.
And now it's going to be Fireman scampering. He could lose it all, but he is going to finally find an opening close enough to a man in the end zone so that he has to fire it away to prevent getting crunched in his own backfield. That was one of those where I think you could call that intentional grounding, but there was a man close enough so he didn't get caught.
Yeah, he got outside the pocket and put it in the end zone. There was right, but it was a smart throw. You know, he wasn't throwing anybody. He was trying to avoid an interception because he threw it into the ground.
It was known as a heads-up play. So Marzell will split right. Spaulding will split left, and they're ready to go again. And dropping back is going to be Firebrand up in the air. And we'll have to wait. No, they're going to say it is not being held by either player.
What a great, again, great play. They both went up for it, and I think our Unitigo kid came down with it, but they were both fighting for it, and they went out of bounds together before either had maintained possession.
So Marzell went high into the air. He did get that football, but they then sort of danced out of the end zone. So it is going to bring up a fourth and about two. The ball spotted down. We'll call it at the 12. Snap comes back to Fireman. Little pop pass. It is going to be too short. And the intended receiver is not able to get a hold of it. And he is not happy with himself. I believe that is Kellen Kamenda. Those drives me crazy because we've got three uniforms out there, all of who are so vital to this team. Number 6, Tanner Winchester. Number 8, Braden Beadle. Number 9, that is Kellen Kamenda. And after a while, those numbers all begin to look quite the same.
Yeah, one thing I'm impressed with here is the sportsmanship. The score is kind of pretty considerable, but they're still helping each other up off the ground. They're patting each other on the back. Both sides are, holding their heads high, and just class acts from both sides.
That was the thing that I noticed when Kellen commended it. That one that was a little bit short, it was one of his opposing players who helped him on up. So with that, it is the Tioga Tigers who will let things go into the halftime period as they'll let the clock run down. The Unitigo Spartans now come off the field, and Tioga will wait until after the Spartans have cleared the field before they head to their locker room. So it is going to be halftime here at Alumni Stadium. 59-12 is our score. The Tioga Tigers leading it. It is Saturday afternoon Class D championship game from your station from sports, WCDO.